All right, 105-86, Lakers lose to the Oklahoma City Thunder, so a 19-point loss. You know, we've been focusing and paying a lot of attention to how the Lakers are shooting, and we should. These struggles are it's been a few games where the Lakers, specifically the starting lineup, as I talked about, Lakers just kind of came out very lethargic in today's game. And by the way, I get it. I understand it. We don't know how the Lakers are going to approach this game today and these last four games because you've built that lead in the Western Conference and you locked it up. So that's something that, you know, we should obviously we should take into consideration in all these games. But what you don't want the Lakers to do is start growing a trend here where defensively they're not as crisp. Offensively, you know, they're obviously struggling from the three-point line. I mean, it's saying that they're struggling from the three-point line is beyond an understatement. 5 of 37 from the three-point line, 13.5%. I also talked about the free throws, 19 of 29. So all over the map, Lakers so far from an offensive perspective struggling. Of course, as always, when the Lakers win, we want to hear from the head coach. When the Lakers lose, we want to hear from the head coach. We want to get his thoughts. Here's head coach Frank Vogel. Lakers lose 105-86 to the Thunder. We'll get his thoughts.
Hey, Frank, I know we've been talking a lot about the offense since you guys got to the bubble. Just wondering about tonight's game and then how you see what's been together for the last several and what you're looking to see improve before the playoffs come.
Well, we just got to continue to work for better shot quality. You know, I think we're continuing to miss open looks, which is leading to some frustration and, you know, maybe a shorter fuse in terms of the patience necessary to work for great shots. And, you know, it's just a matter of time, you know, before the shots will start going in. But you know, the biggest focus for us is to play with pace because we're fouling too much and then continue to work for shot quality.
Do you think that that's going to impact the way that you move forward with these final four games, Frank? Or do you just stay the course, keep emphasizing the similar type of things as again, the playoffs are just about 2 weeks away?
Yeah, we'll continue to try to strike that balance each day between being fresh, being healthy, being in shape, and being in rhythm.
Sorry, guys. Let's go to Dave now.
Hey, Frank, two questions. One, do you still have the same plan to play your guys in tomorrow's game?
We'll see how they feel in the morning. We got some guys dealing with some nagging injuries, but we plan to play them right now. As of right now, we'll see how they respond overnight.
Bill Oram?
Sorry, Dave, I'll let you get your second question another time. But, Frank, obviously, this is an 8-game build-up to the playoffs, not a 4-game build-up, so obviously you want to be judged where you are after that Kings game next week. But if the playoffs started and you were playing offensively the way you are now and had the other issues that you've mentioned, would that be concerning to you?
Clearly, yes. We've got to be playing better offensively than we're playing right now.
Frank.
Frank, just Anthony, we talked about his approach to the Toronto game versus – clearly more aggressive against Utah. What did you see out of him tonight?
You know, he just really didn't get in a rhythm tonight. You know, clearly in the Utah game, he had a different look about him. Now I'm trying to get some other guys involved, so I probably didn't go to him as much tonight because we're continuing to work on things. You know, we're trying to sharpen all of our weapons. And, you know, so – you know, probably not as aggressive as we saw the other night, but there were some other factors involved.
Frank, you know, obviously you said we need to play with more pace, so I'm sure that's something you feel you need. You were talking about the starters yesterday, and you said that was a goal to play with pace. Did you feel like that was a problem from the outset?
I thought we tried to play with pace early, but we fouled. So, you know, if we're taking the ball at the free throw line each time, you know, it's gonna be hard to run, but our intent to play with better pace was there.
You've been saying every time, you've been asked a few times, like once you clinch, will that change anything for you? And you said no every time. Was this particularly frustrating for you because you know you clinched and then sort of have a game like this?
In some ways, you know, you want to continue to improve each game and build your rhythm. Thought we took a step back tonight, you know, and just in terms of our overall energy, effort, execution. So we'll get back to the drawing board tomorrow.
Hey, Frank, I'm curious, when a shooter is going through a slump, what's your approach to help them get through that psychologically?
I continue to look for good looks. Again, shot quality is the answer to all of it. You know, if we're moving the ball, if we're executing our spacing, if we're screening the right way, and everybody out there is working on the quality of shots each time down the floor, we'll get good looks. And when guys have good looks, you know, they have the ultimate green light to play through it.
Frank, you've spoken a few times about using this time to learn about different combinations and get a feel for different players and groups together. When the offense is this cold and kind of disjointed, to what degree does that limit your ability to learn what you're trying to learn?
Well, part of what we're learning is some things are not working, you know, and, you know, we've got to obviously, when something's not working, you either change the personnel or change the way you're using them. And those are the things we're looking at right now.
Andy, over to you.
Frank, is there anything that you're seeing right now that would account for the increased fouling over the last few games as opposed to how you typically play?
Well, fouling's up throughout the whole league, you know, by a large margin. You know, so, you know, I'm not sure if it's the officials, you know, or just, you know, I think when guys aren't in the same shape that they've been in, you know, with a normal training camp buildup, you know, I think you see more defensive discipline, so to speak. And, you know, I think we're just playing, we're seeing a lot of reckless fouling on both ends of the floor each game. So it's just something we got to clean up.
All right, that's Lakers head coach Frank Vogel. A couple things I want to get into in regards to coach. It's interesting. Toss about Anthony Davis, no rhythm tonight, too many fouls. Lakers, because of so many of the fouls, ruining pace. So certainly the Lakers, a lot going on, but certainly something that they can eventually fix. All right, you've heard me talk about attorney Brad Wallace and the Wallace Firm helping businesses affected by the COVID-19 government shutdowns. The Wallace Firm also represents homeowners impacted by the Woolsey fire, victims of car crashes, and families of people who have been wrongfully killed. If you have suffered a serious loss, the Wallace Firm are the serious lawyers to get you the W. No win, no fee. Call 844-844-WINS or visit WallaceWINS.com. Let's get a chance to hear from Kyle Kuzma when we come back. Also, a couple more thoughts on coach's interview there. I want to stay on the AD portion of this. We'll do that coming up next. Stay right here. This is a Los Angeles Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Here is Nerlens Noel, and LeBron steals it. Here comes LeBron out of the backcourt. LeBron driving, throws it to Caruso, over to Kuzma for three, and a quick 5-0 run for the Lakers. Makes it 79-64.
All right, that was tonight's smooth finish, brought to you by Corona. The best way to celebrate sports is with a cool, refreshing Corona in hand, so grab a Corona today and enjoy your game day beach. I mentioned Kuz. I want to play that highlight. Kuz has, so far in this restart, I think he's been one of the more active players, focusing more on the defensive side. Today in a game that, you know, really, Lakers never had a lead. They were at 1 point down 20. They end up losing the game by 19. I'm always interested and curious about Kuzma, how he's going to perform. And I thought so far in this bubble, Kuz has done exactly what they're asking him to do. He had 10 points this afternoon, 3 of 7 from the field, 2 of 5 from the three-point line, and 3 rebounds. Did play 27 minutes. Let's get Kuzma's thoughts on the Lakers' loss, his own personal performance, and where the team is.
Of course, 4 games down, 4 to go. Now, I imagine, of course, health is the biggest priority that you guys want to have and be at full strength come the postseason. But at this point, where are you guys as a team in regards to where you want to be ultimately? Heading into playoffs, and how much further do you feel like you have to go?
We got a lot of ways to go. Far from a perfect team. Obviously, our defense is pretty sound. We compete, but offensively, we got to definitely pick up the slack. So.
I know you mentioned to me the other day, not concerned, obviously, and given all the circumstances. But what is it, besides just the shot making, even from the outside looking in, it just looks like you guys are struggling to find that rhythm in that flow. What can you put your finger on?
Just a little bit of everything, rhythm, chemistry, you know, just everything that kind of has to do with offense, rhythm into getting shooters the ball when they're open, making extra pass, just little things like that. Once we can clear that up, hopefully it can get better.
Is that something within time, practice, of course, just playing out these final four games, you feel this team can really grasp what you're looking for?
I think we can. We just got to really focus. So if we can focus on, you know, playing as a team, getting that chemistry, moving the ball, then we can definitely do that if we want to.
Kyle, obviously you guys clinched. There's no discernible stakes to play for in terms of winning and losing. Do you feel like that affected the effort tonight?
I'm not really sure, honestly. We just didn't hit shots again. I think that's the biggest thing. We're getting a lot of wide open three-point shots, and it's our job as a team to hit those. And, you know, we're kind of been sluggish majority of these games just because we're not shooting at a high clip. So,
is that at, like, soul-searching level, or are you still, like, feeling like that'll come?
I mean, you know, you just got to put the ball in the basket, you know, whatever you want to call it, soul searching, put extra work in, you got to hit shots. So that's what we got to do.
How far or how long do you think your defense can carry you until those shots are
coming? I mean, you see, we just got blew out. So, you know, not very long, you know, especially in the playoffs. I've never been there, but I know that got to get buckets, you got to get stops, you got to get scores. And, you know, we just got to take our time and be confident in our shooters and get to the ball.
All right, that's Kyle Kuzma right there for the Lakers. And certainly I think this is one of those performances. It's so easy to overreact with whatever the Lakers do. And, you know, I have obviously a microphone in front of me, and I catch myself doing it a lot of times. Lakers win a game, we're all celebrating. Lakers lose a game, and we're nitpicking, and we're finding, you know, so many okay, well, why'd they lose? Is this something that's going to become a bigger issue? This is why I say about this bubble so far for the Lakers. So they're 2-2 in the bubble. Have the Lakers looked all that impressive? No, I don't think they have. I think that's very fair to say. I thought when Coach was describing Anthony Davis and he said no rhythm, not as aggressive as he was versus the Toronto Raptors, but that there were some factors into that because Coach is trying to get other players, trying to get Markieff some minutes, trying to get the other guys going too, because we know if Anthony Davis needs to go, AD is going to go. I don't have that big of a concern of what, you know, we've seen so far from the Lakers. Listen, would it be nice that they're not shooting 15, 20% from the three-point line like they have in a few of these games? Of course it would. Would it be nice that the field goal shots that, you know, they keep talking about isn't having an effect on some of the different aspects of the game? Of course it would. But I do feel like this Lakers team, when LeBron and AD feel like they have something to play for, I feel like it's going to be a different game. When LeBron and Anthony Davis understand that, come August 18th, right around there is when the playoffs would start. Still four more games left in the regular season. When we get to that point, no, I don't think that the Lakers are going to come out lackluster the way they have. Remember, against the Raptors, they were down 13-0. Against Utah had came out, I think it was up by a few points at the end of the first quarter, or the first few minutes, Utah kind of dictated the game. Lakers were down 8 at the end of the first quarter here. They never led at all against the Oklahoma City Thunder. Do I think that's going to happen once we get into the postseason? I don't. But what you also don't want to have happen is too many instances where you're getting too comfortable or getting too lax because you built up this lead over the course of the season, and here we are now towards the end of the regular season with only four games left to go. You got to walk into the playoffs feeling good about yourself. And Lakers obviously are in a unique position because every game doesn't count the way it did or the way it does for all these other teams. So you hope they just pay attention to that a little bit. All right, Deion Waiters, when we come back, we'll get a chance to hear from him. He had 14 points in today's game. Stay right here. This is a Los Angeles Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Points in the Paint all season long is sponsored by Vista Paint, locally owned, manufactured, and operated, and with over 1,300 Vista Paint colors, your perfect paint expression is at Vista Paint right now. And don't forget, visit VistaPaint.com for your discount color sampler. Lakers do lose the points in the paint battle, 46-44, so the Oklahoma City Thunder, a two-point advantage on that front. We're going to go to Deion Waiters in just a second here, so we'll get a chance to listen to Deion Waiters. Yesterday, Waiters was answering some questions. We actually played it in the right before the game started with Ireland and MT. And you know, I've talked about Deion Waiters and how he's such an interesting player for the Lakers, because if there's one type of player the Lakers haven't had, is a playmaker outside of LeBron and Anthony Davis, at least on a consistent basis. And Deion Waiters, that's his strength. His strength is he can get buckets for the Lakers. He had 14 points in today's game, 2 assists. 5 of 13 from the field and 0 for 4 from the three-point line. I think we're going to eventually see Deion Waiters. We'll eventually see his strengths and how he can be such a great tool for the Lakers once we do get to the postseason. I want to remind Laker fans here, don't overreact. I know it's 2 losses. I know they're 2-2 since they've come back. And I know they frankly don't look all that good so far within this in this Orlando bubble. Now, they beat the Clippers. But they did that without Montrezl Harrell, without Lou Williams. Obviously lost to Toronto and then took care of the Utah Jazz. And this afternoon they lose to the Oklahoma City Thunder. But I really, really, when I say this, I do feel like they will turn it on once we get to the postseason. Deion Waiters is going to be a player that I feel like is going to have, he's going to have an impact on this team. He really is. And hopefully the Lakers can start hitting shots. Hopefully that starts tomorrow against the Houston Rockets. Here's Deion Waiters with his thoughts on the Lakers' loss.
4 games to go before the postseason begins. I know you coming in felt good mentally, physically, working to get back into that game shape, game mode. Where are you at right now, and how close are you to being as comfortable as you can be come the playoffs?
Honestly, I feel good. You know, it's just about the constant work, continue putting the work in, continue to get the cardio, bike ride, and just working out. You know, late at night, stuff like that. So we're just constantly trying to get that rhythm, man. You know, it's been a little while right now, you know. I ain't never missed this many threes in my life. So, you know, it's a little frustrating right now. You know, I get to the basket, but, you know, I ain't never missed this many threes before. So that's just frustrating right now.
So what is that process like for you? Obviously, you're a walking bucket. We know that. And your ability to play, make, and create for yourself and others. But what is that process like for you as you're looking to find your rhythm amidst the team that's looking to find their rhythm?
You gotta try to find it within this game and everything that's going on. You gotta understand a lot of talented guys on the team. So you might go spurs without touching the ball. You gotta find ways to be mentally engaged, even if you're not, you know, touching the ball. And sometimes, you know, guys for guys like me, it can be hard sometimes to find the rhythm. If you don't, you know, feel it sometimes, it's just, you know, sometimes like you just needed to go in. I was able to get to the free throw line, but, it's just about just trying to get your shot and the rhythm of the game and the flow of the game. And on this team, you know, we know Brian had the ball a lot. You know, coach is trying to do a good job of mixing it up with me having the ball. And, you know, you got to just find it sometimes. Sometimes about you just got to find it. And, you know, I was able to find my shot late in the game, but I still didn't get a three to go. So I'm pissed about that.
Obviously, you and Bron, you've talked about it, have that relationship from back in Cleveland. So what's that communication like as you two share that responsibility with playmaking right now?
You know, it's about just being aggressive, making the right play at the right time. You know, I think once we settle down and guys run the floor, and, you know, passing lanes and things like that, and give us an outlet.
I think so.
I think the game become much easier. And you know, right now, just guys is trying to you know, find their rhythm, find their shot. I believe it will fall. You know, I don't. But everybody, you know, I think we feel like we're struggling right now shooting the ball. But you know, that can't happen. You know, for this long. You know, I feel like we got to turn that corner eventually. And with the confidence that I have, I believe that shots will start falling. You know, and when shots start falling, it's going to be hard to beat.
Frank told us today that Rondo arrived in Orlando, and obviously he's going to be out for a little while longer, but he'll join the team eventually. Having watched him play over the years, how do you view your fit with him in that backcourt, assuming both of you guys are going to get some playing time with the second unit?
You know, Joe like to, he like to find open guy. He like to make the right play. And, you know, he's aggressive. One of the smartest players I've been around so far. So I always pick his brain also, you know, asking questions. You know, we've been texting back and forth. He was texting me, telling me what he's seen on the floor, what can I do better. And, you know, so I'm a constant sponge with Doe because, you know, he's so smart and his IQ is very high. So I get a chance to be around a guy like that. I'm constantly asking questions and just trying to, you know, get better.
With the games being played, is it more difficult for players to focus or to continue to talk about racial justice or voter suppression?
Yeah, because it's very important. We know we're still, there's a lot of stuff still going on. It's very important that, you know, we still need to handle and take care of just because basketball, back, like I said, you can't forget about everything that went on. And it's constant communication with each other and things like that. And still trying to find a balance to make sure that, you know, our mind's in the right place, but also let's not forget what happened.
It seemed like energy might have been down a little bit today.
Yeah.
What do you think was going on there?
Just big shots. You know, situation like that, just, you know, we missed a lot of easy shots. And like I said, we're going to turn that corner. Guys are still getting familiar playing one another. You know, we're still getting our legs up under us and still adjusting to this, you know, this new norm right now and that's going on. So I think, man, we turn the corner. You know, everybody's putting in the work. We all put in the work. It's constant work that's been put in everybody, late night, early morning. So, you know, it can't last forever. And I feel like once we start making shots, like I said, we're going to be very dangerous.
With the playoffs so close, I mean, they're starting like a week and a half, something like that.
Right.
Do you feel like it's harder to take the seeding games sort of with the same level of intensity?
Nah, you know, for me, I got to go out there and play basketball. This is the opportunity for me to continue to get better, continue to improve, you know, my conditioning and just being familiar with the schemes and things like that. So every game for me is important. Even if we are no one seed, but I still got to go out there and play and get familiar with the guys and with the sets and things like that. So me personally, I got to take full advantage of it.
All right, that's Dion Waiters right there. Let's do this when we come back. We'll have our final thoughts. We'll preview a little bit of the Lakers and the Rockets coming up tomorrow. We'll also look at the NBA standings. A lot of teams jockeying for position. Rockets, who the Lakers are going to face tomorrow, certainly in that position as well. Stay right here. This is the Los Angeles Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
105-86, Lakers lose to the Oklahoma City Thunder. The good thing is when you have a game like this, I'm sure the Lakers are ready to get back on track tomorrow, and they'll get that opportunity. They get a chance to play the Houston Rockets. Pre-game show, by the way, will start at 4:30, 6 p.m. will be tip-off in that one. Kind of nice to have some of these early starts, I'm sure, for Laker fans out there, too. It's weird to be – we're doing the pregame show at 2 o'clock today, so I know this is – certainly a little bit different, but it allows us to get basketball back. There's games on all day, and it's not going to, you know, when I say it's not going to get any easier for the Lakers, what I'm referring to there. So they got the Rockets tomorrow. Houston's 42-25. They've lost one game in this Orlando bubble so far. I think that game was actually against the Portland Trailblazers. Every game's a tough game. It's not going to get any easier. The luxury for the Lakers, we know the position that they're in. Just the mere fact that the Lakers are sitting in a spot where they already clinched the Western Conference, that's everything to them. But we'll use tomorrow as a good example. If you thought today was a tough game, or if you're complaining about, oh, we just couldn't get in a rhythm and we couldn't find our shots, none of these other teams care. They're obviously jockeying for position. They're not concerned whether AD is aggressive or not. They're not concerned if some of the Lakers shooters are struggling from the field, 5 of 37 from the 3-point line. So this is, you know, certainly the team's responsibility, the coaching staff's responsibility to get back on track. And I got full confidence that they will. I think there is a part of this Lakers team that's thinking in their head, okay, the world is not going to end if we don't win this specific game. So I think you have that's, you know, obviously following suit inside some of the mindset of these Lakers players. But for the Rockets, it's a big game tomorrow. 42-25, you're tied with the Thunder. You're a half game behind the Utah Jazz. Denver's within striking distance. I don't know what all these teams are playing for, to be honest with you. I know certain matchups are going to be there. I think nobody wants to be in the seventh spot because you'd have to play the Clippers in the first round. And then after that, I think it is what it is. And I think this Rockets team, maybe they're trying to make a run for that number three spot, just as an example. Maybe they're trying to make a run so they don't have to face the Lakers in the second round. Every team's got a tough path ahead of them. Look at the Lakers as an example. Right now, if you look at the Lakers, I don't think Memphis is even going to be in the play-in game. And if the Lakers have to play the Portland Trailblazers in the first round, especially a team that's already in playoff mode, and that's what I'm referring to, Lakers kind of kicking back where other teams are in playoff mode because they got to try and figure out a way to you know, obviously be a part of this this tournament. Portland's a tough matchup in the first round. That's not a matchup that you would think, oh, okay, well, we get to kind of kick back. We thought maybe the Lakers would get that with Memphis. We thought maybe the Lakers would get that with some of these other matchups, but that hasn't been the case. There's no need to waste time at the car wash anymore. Mobile Wash brings the car wash to you in minutes with everything necessary to bring your car to a full shine. It's the only app that offers on-demand car washing services wherever you are in SoCal. Download Mobile Wash now and use promo ESPNLA to save. Okay, the bad news is Lakers lost tonight. The good news is we got Lakers talk coming up next. So we're actually going until 9 o'clock tonight. We're going to continue this Los Angeles Lakers conversation. And I know I did not take calls in the postgame show, but 100% going to take calls throughout Lakers talk. So let me throw out the number real quick and a couple of topics. First thing I want to ask Laker fans is, we're four games into the Orlando bubble. Do you have some concerns? Are you watching this Lakers team and, you know, you're seeing some of their poor performance on the shooting side of things, maybe this lack of energy, whatever the case is, 877-710-ESPN or Al, relax, everything is going to be okay. They locked up the number one seed. There's nothing to worry about. So I want to throw out, you know, obviously get a chance to hear from Laker fans, 877-710-ESPN. By the way, Brad Turner will be a part of the show tonight. Trevor Lane from Lakers Nation will be a part of the show tonight. And then just one more quick reminder, tomorrow, Lakers taking on the Rockets. Pre-game show will start at 4:30 with myself and MT. And then tip-off will go to John Ireland and Michael Thompson at 6 o'clock. We appreciate you guys all being a part of the post-game show. Lakers talk coming up next. Stay right here. This is the Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN.